Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. I just want to reiterate for these parents who are listening, the importance of really how important it is to know where you're going. Where are you headed with this homeschool thing?
Yeah. And okay. So when I teach vision, it's not even so much about where you're headed, though. I think that's that you end up at that point,
sure.
But vision is more about what is the atmosphere of your home on a day-to-day basis? Because here's the deal. You cannot control how your kids turn out. You have some influence on how your kids sure. turn out, but eventually, you know, they reach the point where that's between them and God, and they've got to work that out for themselves. And so homeschooling isn't going to save us. And so what we have to do is we have to think about, you know, if we want to reach a certain point, then what kind of atmosphere do we create in our home on a day-to-day basis to help us get to that point? So you have no control over whether or not you're actually going to get there. But, you know, Sarah McKenzie talks about bringing your basket. You have to bring your basket. And this mm-hmm. is how you do that. You set your vision. What does the atmosphere of my home look like on a day-to-day basis? What things are important to us? What are the things that we're going to do? What are the things that we're just going to prioritize daily in our home to help us get to where we want to be? Because that's the stuff you have control over. And so creating a homeschool vision, and you know, there are a number of ways you can do it, but my homeschool vision actually is just a number of statements that I've written, these kind of visional statements, and where I talk about what I want our priorities to be, what I want the atmosphere of our home to be like. And the great thing about having this, and I always tell people, you know, so often we think, oh, I'm going to plan my homeschool for the next year. So the first thing I need to do is pick curriculum. No, that's about the third thing that you need to do. The first thing, if you don't have one, is to write that vision. If you have it already, pull out that vision and read it. So mm-hmm. then you can make sure that those curriculum choices that you make are lined up with what's actually important to you about education.
Let's talk about goals. And that somewhat goes along with a vision, right? Is that we've got to set goals. And so how does one, and this is part of homeschool planning. So let's talk about that for just a minute.
So we start with vision, which is kind of like your 10,000 foot view of mm-hmm. what's going on in your home. And then we move to goals. That's kind of step two of the planning process when you're looking at creating a plan for your homeschool. And the reason you set goals is because you have multiple children. A lot of us have multiple children. Some may only have one, but most of us have more than one. And then those children have to learn multiple subjects in a school year. And so if you start multiplying three kids by six subjects or by seven subjects, you end up with 18 to 21 subjects. And I'm just going to tell you right here, right now, everything can't be a priority or nothing is going to be a priority. Yes. And so what we have to do is we have to look at the kid in front of us and say, when we get to the point in the year or when we get to the random Wednesday afternoon where something has got to give for the day, something's going to fall through the cracks. What are the things that I don't want to fall through the cracks? And you write goals for those things. So, you know, my children study math every single year, but I also had some kids who really struggled with reading. And for a few years there, when we were doing phonics and when we were learning how to read, like reading was the goal. The goal was written around reading. It doesn't mean we didn't do math, but it meant when, you know, the day got rough and I really had to focus on one thing for each child, the reading was what didn't fall through the cracks. And, you know, the math we were a little looser with. And so that's why we write goals, is because we can't be everything to everyone, everywhere, all the time.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.